This podcast is brought to you by Most Valuable Podcasts, leading the league in podcasting entertainment.
Hello, college basketball fans, and welcome to the Primetime Podcast. My name is Ricky Widmer, and as always, I'm joined by the one, the only, Brandon Swanee Swanson.
Hey, hey, hey.
And you might be saying to yourself, but wait, guys, I'm hearing two Primetime Podcasts today, and they both sound exactly the same. Which one is the real podcast? Which is the imposter? This is the imposter. This is the bonus segment, bonus podcast, because we wanted to talk about this story, but we didn't want to just tack it on to the ending of our Big 12 conference preview for the football season. So this is kind of like a little snippet, a little just how we're feeling about Larry Brown resigning from SMU. And Brandon, this comes after a year of sanctions for the SMU Mustangs that landed a postseason ban for the team. The great season wasn't allowed to go to the NCAA tournament, and it also led to the suspension of Larry Brown last year. And I'm going to start this with exactly what we're titling it, just to get it out of the way, and I'll throw it to you. Does this resignation by Larry Brown prove that he's out for himself, that he only thinks about one guy and one guy only, and that's Larry Brown?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I did not see this resignation coming. I thought that maybe, maybe he's leaving because of the suspension last year and things that happened with that, but I don't really understand it. I don't know where he's coming from. They wanted to re-sign him. Mm-hmm. They wanted to re-sign him for a number of years. Plenty of money. What's the deal? So, yeah, when you look at those factors, yeah, he is thinking about only himself, not his players at all, not the program, not the fans, not the alums, himself.
Well, and you say they wanted to resign him. Just to go a little bit on that.
Resign him. He did resign him.
And Larry Brown's a guy that he has said it publicly. He wants to coach until he's 80. He's 75 right now. So if you do the math, I know some of you might be a little mathematically challenged. I'll help you out. That's 5 years left that he wants to coach. And this was going to be the last year of his contract. And SMU, it's an interesting situation because you look at SMU, and yes, he's been doing good things for the school record-wise, but you look at it and go, but we were just hit with sanctions by the NCAA, and you were suspended last year for academic. This is all about academic fraud. Do we really need you? Do we really need you? And for me, SMU made the right decision by not giving him a contract, because it would be different if last year never happened. If there were no sanctions, no postseason ban, no suspension of Larry Brown, sure, give him five more years. Give him five more. Because you look at his first year back at SMU in 2012-2013, wasn't a great year. 15-17, 5-11 in that time, the CUSA. But then, boom, 2013-2014, 27-10, they were the NIT runner up. And then in 2014-2015, boom, 27-7, 15-3, they were the first in the AAC, and they made it to the round of 64 in the NCAA tournament before last year hitting with the band, and they were ineligible for the postseason. So for me, this was the right move for SMU moving forward. It's a coach where, yes, he's done some good since coming into your school, but this isn't a guy you want around your basketball team, because the biggest thing in college sports, whether it's football or basketball, that you want to avoid, obviously, are sanctions. They're never good for any team.
No, they're not good, but I think that right now for SMU, it's almost like a good riddance. Mm-hmm. You know, good riddance. We want someone in here who wants to be here. We want someone in here who wants to bring this team back to the NCAA tournament and who wants to possibly, you know, take this team down the road. Mm-hmm. I just, it doesn't make really much sense to me, but that's what you go with.
And the key point is this was going to be his last year. So it was probably SMU wasn't like, hey, we're not going to fire you. We're just not going to re-sign you. And Larry Brown went, fuck it. I quit. That's how I think it went down was, oh, you're not going to give me my years? Fuck it, I quit and just walk out. And now they're looking for a new head coach. And that goes back to the question I asked you at the beginning. Does that mean he looks out for himself? If that's the case, if that's how it went down, yeah, you got to say so. But moving forward, this has got to be a good move for SMU. For Larry Brown, this has got to be like and this is the guy who said he wants to coach until he's 80. Who's going to hire him? No NBA team will touch him. I don't think a college program on the same level of SMU or better than SMU comes chomping at the bit to sign Larry Brown. So really, it's like, oh, you resigned, so you're basically retiring from basketball? That's the way I see it.
You know, I think that a lot of times these guys, they do to a point have to look out for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but usually we're talking about that with players. You know, do I leave now? Do I stay for another year? What's going to get me the most money at the end of the day? For Larry Brown, he was getting money. He was going to get money. I just don't understand. I don't understand the move, basically. I don't understand the move. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I think really the whole thing, quite confusing. From the sanction last year to now him resigning this year, it's weird.
What if I'm going to throw a comment at you, and this is from an ESPN article. It says, asked by ESPN's Andy Katz why he is resigning, Brown did not offer details, saying he just wanted to discuss his decision with his players and their parents. Does that change the opinion? Is he not out for himself? Is he looking at for the students? Or was that just like I'm going to give the politically correct question?
You know, a lot of times they want to go with the politically correct answer, but that makes you think, okay, what's the other side to this?
Mm-hmm.
You hear one. You hardly ever hear the other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, half the time, that one story that you hear is true. But I don't know. It's something interesting that played out. But how much do you think it affects SMU going forward? How much do you think it affects them?
They got to find the right – the way
– After all this dust settles from this, mm-hmm. and they get a coach in there, they get someone who's going to really do well – and do well for these guys. As long as they continue to compete and they are in the thick of things, doesn't matter. Does not matter.
Well, the guy that they are going to bring in to be the successor for Larry Brown, the wait didn't happen long because they already found the successor. It's going to be Tim Jankovic. And from the article I'm looking at on ESPN, 57-year-old, had been considered... this quote, had been considered head coach in waiting since he came to the Mustangs with Brown in 2012 after five seasons as the head coach at Illinois State. So this is the guy that had been under Brown. They're kind of grooming him to take over. But, I mean, I look back at the Brown thing and another important information. This is from SMU AD Rick Hart. He told ESPN that the school offered Brown a contract that ran through 2020, but Brown didn't want it. He didn't like the terms of the deal and wanted a longer commitment. So that's why Larry Brown is leaving SMU, because he wanted a longer deal. SMU wasn't going to give him one. They said, here, we'll give you one until 2020, which you look at it, if he's, 75 right now, that brings him to 79. I don't know why would he want 1 year longer to get to 80? I don't know exactly what Brown wanted. I don't know what was going on in that talks for a contract extension. All we know is Brown did not like what was going on and said, instead of being here and being mad and playing and coaching these players, I'm just going to call it quits and I'm just going to resign. And that's a decision that he had to make. That's one that he had to make. And I hope it wasn't an easy one, because I don't know what it would feel like to be a player and then all of a sudden see on ESPN that your coach is resigned and not at the school anymore.
Well, it's going to just leave a bad feeling with you. Like, was he all in it as much as we were all in it? And some players will say yes. Some players will say no. And some players will be like, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, he's gone. We're still here. We got to keep going. Mm-hmm. We've got to put our faith in this next guy. We got to do what we do. But I think that it's just never a great sign when he just up and leaves you. And that's tough. But like you said, if it was a tough decision for him, we don't know the story. We weren't there. We're not privy to the information that, you know, he gives to his close people. But it doesn't look great. It was a shock to many. It's always one of those stories where they have all the pieces to say, okay, here's what really happened.
Well, and that's going to do it for our little bonus segment for you guys, a little bonus podcast from the Primetime Podcast. I want you guys down below in the comment section to let us know, what do you guys think of the Larry Brown resignation? Do you think he's all out for himself? Let us know down below. If you're on SoundCloud, hit that repost and heart button. If you're on YouTube, hit the like and subscribe button. If you want to follow me and Brandon on Twitter, they are down below in the description. Also, check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/mostvaluablepodcast. It's just a little way for you guys to help support the channel more so than liking and subscribing to our videos. I want to thank you guys for checking out this bonus edition of the Primetime Podcast. Me and Brandon will talk to you guys next week. But as always, have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this MVP podcast. Follow us on Twitter @MostValuablePod for more great podcasts.